Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching episode 195, and we're in a new psalm. It's Psalm 130. I think you'll love this psalm. Today, an overview, and then tomorrow we will dig into verse 1. Let me read the whole psalm, and then we'll talk about its general themes. It reads, A Song of Ascents. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Beautiful psalm. A psalm with tremendous promises. Douglas Jacoby mentions this in his book called Thrive on the Psalms. He says, like the closing of Psalm 19, the beginning of Psalm 130 is humbling. It puts us in our place, on our knees in the presence of an awesome yet gracious God. Awesome yet gracious. This is what this psalm is helping us to realize. As it mentions in the Preacher's Outliner Sermon Bible commentary, they say, notice that the psalmist not only addresses God as Lord Yahweh, but also as the Lord Adonai. By calling God Lord, which means master, he indicated that he was God's servant. And so we have here a mixture of that awe and that closeness. I'm your personal servant, but you're also God over all. This psalm is one of the seven penitential psalms, as they're called. Psalms 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, 130, and 143. And so they have a section of, well, it depends how you structure it, but you could look at it as two halves here. The first half being a lament, followed by confession of sin, and the second half being a waiting for the Lord with a confidence in God's redemption. Alternatively, you could look at the structure as being firstly an individual cry for mercy, secondly, an affirmation that God's forgiveness is available to those who are with him, thirdly, waiting, and fourthly, a call to the community to embrace hope in God. Perhaps the most significant thing for me is that God's name is used 8 times in the psalm, Yahweh and Adonai, Lord, both times. 8 times. So in total, what do these references tell us? I'd encourage you, perhaps, if you want to take some time to look at what what we're learning from the use of Lord each time. It seems that we discover that these references tell us that God forgives sin, that he comes to those who wait and hope in him, is steadfast in love and redemption, that he makes a difference, that he acts positively towards his people, that he's not indifferent, that he's not rejecting, that he's not ambivalent, he is not arbitrary, and he's not stingy, and perhaps much more. It's amazing how much we can learn about God in just a few verses, and this, of course, is what poetry does for us. Perhaps what you discover about God in this psalm could make for an excellent time of quiet, a time of prayer. Why not try that the next time you go out to pray? We'll look at the rest of the psalm starting tomorrow in more detail, but until then, until tomorrow, take care and God bless.